Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to an episode.
That you were listening to me. Weekends come and go away. Weekends turn up my happy days. My happy days. But who is to blame? The days and me, they are the same. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. I'm looking for words at the top of the mountain. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. To tell you, my friend, that we reached the end. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. Things are so different, a little insane. And maybe the sad rain. I'm grateful to see that you weren't cheating me. Say something, take a chance. I'm talking but words, they make no sense. Make no sense. But who is to blame? My words and me, they are the same. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. I'm looking for words at the top of the mountain. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. To tell you, my friend, that we reached the end. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. Things are so different, a little insane. Sky will be our movie. Popcorn is no longer fun. Coke will drink at home. We're gonna watch the setting sun. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. I'm looking for words at the top of the mountain. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. Tell you, my friend, that size of different, a little insane. Hop, hop, la, 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 la. They will be us and maybe the sad, sad rain. I'm looking for words at the top of the mountain. Yeah, I'm looking for words at the top of the mountain.
Seven right here in Davis, California. I'm your host, Pete Pastore. For the whole hour, and the whole hour here today, we have, on Listening Lyrics, we have the Racket Bangers, two young men from L.A., I think you guys said, right?
Yeah.
And we have Robert and Timur, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Robert, what's your last name?
Polon.
Polon?
Polon.
Polon, and?
I'm Timur Katznelson.
Say that again. I got to crank it up.
Katz Nelson.
There you go. Katz Nelson. Okay. All righty. Guys, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
This is really fun.
You're welcome. We played an opening song called Weekends Are Not My Happy Days by a group called Brainstorm from their album Among the Suns. And we'll talk a little bit more about that band a little bit later. Mm-hmm. You guys play music. Okay, describe your music.
We write all of our songs together. I would describe it as maybe a little bit more rock-based.
Uh-huh.
We've been writing music since fall 2019, and we're currently working to record our own things. But in the meantime, we're just playing and having fun.
Okay. Alrighty. But you're going to UC Davis in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Music is not your ultimate career unless Annie Lynn breaks completely crazy.
Unless this show is just amazing.
Yeah.
This could be our jumping point.
Yeah.
This is
really banking
this
on that.
This is it.
So,
yeah. So, okay, let's start with tomorrow. What are you studying?
I'm at the School of Law. It's my first year, and I'm almost done with it. I also attended UC Davis as an undergrad and graduated in 2020.
So you're in graduate school now?
Yes.
Last year?
No, this is my first year of graduate school.
Okay.
It's a three-year program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, three-year program.
Yep.
Okay, so we can get you back here once in a while. Okay. And how about you, Robert?
I'm studying biological sciences at UC Davis,
uh-huh.
doing animal science minor. This is my fifth and last year. And then I have medical school as an aspiration, but next year I'm going to still be in Davis working towards that goal, and then hopefully applying next summer and eventually go in.
Okay, so what does that mean? What actually? I know an attorney. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd like to be a doctor when I grow up. Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't you just say that?
I was trying to be more sophisticated.
No. What kind of doctor?
I don't know. That's kind of something that I'm I think I'm a very eager, open-eyed person. So once I get to medical school, I can see a bunch of different things and be like, wow, I like that,
yeah.
I don't like that, and then kind of focus in on something.
I follow a couple of guys online that are two doctors that talk about things, and both of them said that's what happened to them. They didn't pick their field. One of them said they'd never thought they'd be he specializes in shoulder surgery, and he never thought in the world he would end up doing that, but it's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't want to commit to anything because, I mean, just I'll go figure it out.
Yeah. Anyone in your family a doctor?
My uncle actually lives over, he works in Roseville, south of Roseville, as a doctor up there.
Okay. Anyone in your family music?
My little brother started playing guitar when he was 5 or 6. Our hockey coach was a guitar teacher, my hockey coach. And so for his birthday, my dad got him guitar lessons with our coach. And so I always watched him playing guitar growing up. And then he eventually learned piano and every other instrument under the sun. And when I got to high school, you know, he was already a legend.
Right,
and I was like, okay, well, that's pretty cool. I think I can do that. Yeah. No, he blows me away every time he plays. So it's really good.
And Timur, how about you? Anybody in the family that's an attorney?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Music?
Music. Definitely grew up playing a lot of piano. I think my parents both really wanted me to have that as a good habit, and we took a lot of lessons. But I remember my grandpa and I would play a lot of piano together, but I really took it upon myself, I think, to really take it to heart once I came to college.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so we mentioned, or off air, we mentioned your background. Your family background is from Latvia. Is that the country that did all the singing protests, or was that a neighboring country?
The singing protests?
Yes. The whole country got together singing.
Oh, yeah.
I vaguely remember something like that. That wasn't Latvia.
It might be Latvia. I'll have them take credit for it. I do vaguely remember that. But yeah, my father's side is from Latvia.
Okay. So in your bio, Annie Lynn is the song we're going to play next. Just broke, and it reached heights unknown. If I recall,
literally,
really
unknown. Yeah.
Unknown. And then COVID broke out, and your city tour, was it, or world tour was canceled? I forget.
I believe
now.
On Spotify we claimed that we had aspirations for a major stadium tour,
international.
But we never, got to seek it out.
No. Yeah. So let's introduce our listeners to Annie Lynn. Who wrote this, and how did it come about before we play it?
Yeah, we wrote it together. The idea came, I guess, in 2019, and we just put it together during school, and we started living together.
Timur wrote the lyrics for it. So
okay.
He's the man to ask about that.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, here we go. Annie Lynn, Racket Bangers.
faster than I hoped. The day is gone, but I can cope. My youth will still be here. Don't forget, tomorrow's near. And now we're saying goodbye. We've done so much, we're out of breath.
Melancholy song, and I'll tell you what, there are these big brutes of guys all over the world that are hockey players listening to this, and I can just see them sitting there sobbing.
Yeah.
Just sobbing, you know?
Is that sad?
And it, well, not that sad, but melancholy. Okay. They're missing their childhood days. They're missing when they were actually winning games and not losing games, man. You know, all that kind of stuff. You know,
that one hits home.
Yeah,
and they're missing real wooden hockey sticks instead of this. What are they made of now?
Composite now.
Yeah,
composite.
Fiberglass.
Yeah,
I miss that Jager curve.
Yeah, and do hockey players, especially goalies, still have teeth these days, or are those days?
Huh? As you can see, I'm missing a few, but
are you? No, I don't see.
No,
that.
No, no.
Oh,
but goalies are definitely less likely to have their teeth knocked out. I'd say
less likely.
Yeah, we're more protected.
Oh, that's right.
Players are the ones who don't wear face masks.
Okay. Okay.
Commonly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. So, there's a hockey thing going on, and the reason I brought it up is both of you play for UC Davis,
yes,
on their hockey team.
Yep.
When does the season kick in again?
Next September.
Oh.
We're done for the year. There wasn't really a playoffs or anything this year.
Right.
It was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We have a really great team, and we all still hang out. So even though we're not playing hockey, we're all good friends and doing stuff. And
yeah. Good. Good.
It's
okay.
A lot of fun.
Alrighty, let's zero in on music now. So, lessons. Let's start with the piano player here.
Mm-hmm.
Timur, you took lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Classical?
Yeah, they were classical throughout my childhood.
Okay. What kind of music did you listen to? Did your parents listen to while you were growing up?
Growing up, I would say a lot of Michael Jackson stands out. I think that was a lot of it. They had a whole era of Michael Jackson, a lot of kind of like Euro pop hits, and also just some hits from like the Eagles or Aha.
And how about you, Robert?
My dad and brother listen to a lot of Grateful Dead.
Okay.
A lot of Grateful Dead, Neil Young, that kind of 60s, 70s stuff. Yeah.
Grateful Dead. You know, we used to have a show on this. It just ended last year, although he's doing another show now, about the Grateful Dead. He went to over 300 Grateful Dead concerts. Wow. And Grateful Dead encourage you to record their concerts. So he would ask people that were listening, if you went to that concert, let's play both those songs and see how different they sound. It was kind of cool.
That's a cool
idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of. Have you ever been? No, Grateful Dead was long gone before.
Well, so they actually did have a reunion thing for their 50th anniversary to kind of be like the end of the Grateful Dead,
and that was without Garcia, right?
Without Jerry was dead, but they did it with Trey Anastasio from Fish, and that was in Chicago. So my family, of course, was like, we have to go to that. So we went to that, and
wow,
what a treat! I know.
They're
so active with it, and it's kind of rubbed off on me more recently than anything, and. I've grew up going to shows like Dead and Company or just like all the spin-off bands. And now whenever I get a chance, I still go, even if it's on my own.
Right. Okay, it's time for a little PSA. And we're going to have Timur tell us a little bit about Don Saylor's Soup event.
Yeah, so throughout the pandemic, KDRT has provided listeners with local news and information about the Davis community via its public affairs programming. And exposure to music from local artists and up-and-coming musical talent from all over the globe. KDRT is just one of the reasons Davis Media Access has been selected as the beneficiary of the 17th annual Don Saylor's Soups On, which is Thursday, April 21st, 2022, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Center in Davis. The event requires proof of vaccination and features a great deal of outdoor seating, a silent auction, music by Mumbo Gumbo, and more. Buy tickets and learn more at https://www.donsaylor.org/soupson.
Perfect. Thank you. Hey, Robert, he's got a radio voice.
I got the face for radio, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
should quit singing.
He's got the radio voice. All righty. You know, you brought your guitar. Can we ask you guys to do something?
Of course.
All righty. What will you be doing for us?
We can start with a cover by the Beatles, if you'd like, or do you want to save that?
Yeah,
for the end?
Let's do that afterwards. Okay. We'll.
Sure.
Although I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so then we'll play three originals.
Perfect.
The first one we'll do is called Self Reflection.
All righty.
Study break into the sea, sharing songs and asking questions, way more to this than I can see. The time has come for self-reflection, for that I peer into my dreams. Is it you I see inside of them? Are you the other half of me? Loving you, loving me, a coded chance to let it be once worth more, so let's just see. I hear you and you hear me because we tell each other things. So hear me out, cause baby, you and I are meant to be. loving you, loving me, a codependent melody. Take a chance or let it be, one's worth more, so let's just see. I hear you and you hear me, because we tell each other things. So hear me out, cause baby, you and I are meant to be. You and I are meant to be.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done. And the name of that again?
That was called Self-Reflection.
Okay. So whenever anyone here that's listening in, tuning in, you're watching a hockey game and you look at the goalie, think of the song you just heard. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
So how do you – I know this is a difficult question for people to answer, especially artists – but how does a song come to you?
Oh, man.
There you go.
That is a tough question. Robert, do you have any?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think a lot of our songs kind of come from Timur. He'll come to me with like a riff idea or something, and I'll be like, okay, that's cool. I hear this guitar part over it, and then I'll try to figure it out. I know when I write a lot of stuff just from scratch, it's mainly just improvising and messing around and noodling and being like, oh, that sounds cool, and then trying to recreate it.
Okay.
Just by ear, and then if it's catchy, it sticks, and then record it on your phone, come back to it in 3 months, then you have a song.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. So like the song Annie Lynn that we heard, where was that recorded?
The one that you just heard was recorded in a studio in Davis at our friend's place we got connected to. That was March 2020, right, the week before the pandemic.
Like,
started.
As COVID was happening, we were coming
That was Annie Lynn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Timur was leaving Davis because he had just finished his undergrad. He hadn't been accepted to law school yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, well, we should record something before we leave Davis, because Davis is like our home at this point, and we really want to have a memory of it. So that's why we made Annie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys Central Davis people? West Davis, North Davis. I want to get it because we have a certain vibe. Every area has a certain vibe. You
We've been all over.
You have? Okay.
Yeah. Currently, we're Central Davis, pretty close to downtown.
Nice.
But we spent, like, when we recorded Annie, we wrote a lot of our songs. We were North Davis people. We had the Greenbelt right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so that definitely influenced our sound in that era.
You
could be like the Beatles, Strawberry Fields, and that were all done by places around them.
Yeah.
So, a Greenbelt song.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Now we will go into the Beatles portion of it.
Okay.
And to introduce it for non-regular listeners every week. I say Beatles, but every week I pick a Paul McCartney song from catalog. And this week we picked Love Me Do. And I am desperately searching for it. And I'm going to tell you just a little bit about it before I ask the Racket Bangers to play their version of it. And the reason I do that is because Paul said several times in this book, he said he loves to hear people interpret his songs, and he loves it when people do it just differently. So that's kind of interesting. The biggest influence of John and Paul were the Everly Brothers. Do you guys know them?
I do not.
You do not.
All I know of them is from, I took a Beatles class actually at UC Davis a couple years ago.
Yeah?
They offer one. And so that's how I was introduced to them, but I'm not an avid listener. But
okay, Everly Brothers were in the 50s, two brothers, and I'm going to play a little bit. If you hear their song, their music, the way they harmonize, you'll hear it in the Beatles.
my arms when I want.
I've heard this song before.
So that's all I have to do is dream. The Everly Brothers, and he says that they have been and still are the biggest influence to this day how to harmonize, these two guys from Kentucky, I believe. So we'll fade them out in the background, and then we're going to go to one other group. Actually, it's not a group. Have you heard of Buddy Holly?
Yes. Of course.
Okay.
Great song.
Buddy yep. Holly, we're gonna play a little bit.
Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day.
Okay, Buddy Holly and the Crickets doing Every Day. The Beatles said, or John, or Paul in this case, said, you know, the Everly Brothers didn't write their own music. Elvis didn't. Frank Sinatra didn't. This guy, Buddy Holly, did. And he came along, and it just allowed them to follow their path, right? Mm-hmm. And do either one of you wear prescription glasses or no? Paul or John did, and Buddy Holly had these big glasses, and it allowed John now to feel cool. That he could wear his glasses. But the interesting part about the Crickets, which is his backup band, is they were looking for a name. And he says it's not 100% sure, but this is the way he remembers it. He wanted a name like the Crickets with dual meaning. So they came up with the Beatles.
It is a classic name.
Huh? Yeah. So anyways, the song is very simple, he goes on to read, and we're going to talk about the bridge in this song, because he said the bridge is what makes the song.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to fade out with Buddy Holly, and now we're going to fade in with the Racket Bangers live in the studio playing Love Me Do.
Me do, you know I love you, I'll always be true, so please love me do, oh love me do, love me do, you know I love you, I'll always be true, so please love me do, oh, love me do. Someone to love, somebody new. Someone to love, someone like you. Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please love me do, oh love me do.
Well, well done, guys. I loved it.
Thanks.
Is that your first Beatles song?
That is that our
you
first
played?
Cover, yeah.
You know, no, we played Hey Jude.
Oh,
one
Hey
time.
Jude. We did that for Pajama Cut. That's right.
Yeah.
I was thinking to ask someone to play Hey Jude would be tough.
No, that's.
No?
Okay, so when we heard about the whole, your whole Paul McCartney thing,
right.
We were talking about, we didn't know if you pick a song or we pick a song.
Right, yeah.
So we rehearsed Two of Us. We love Two of Us.
Okay.
We did that. We talked about, like, you know, what really iconic songs, and we were like, we can't touch Hey Jude. There's no way.
No, no.
Yeah, we would butcher it.
Especially without a piano and a choir for the end. No way.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, what you just said is good, because I will, for future guests, I'll ask them to pick one. And next week's guest picked a song, and the name I've lost now, but it's not in his catalog. He decided not to put it in here,
super
so
handy.
I had to do research on it.
Wow.
So, yeah, interesting.
That's cool.
So you said, Robert, that you took a Beatles class for credit.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was a GE. I think it's offered through the music department at UC Davis. It was amazing. Super informational, super interesting. They really.
Who teaches it?
I don't remember. I took it a few years ago, I think when COVID first broke out. So it was okay. On Zoom. It was kind of all new to me. But it was really great. And you had like weekly listening quizzes where they'd kind of give you homework and then they'd play you a song. You have to identify it within like a minute or something.
I'd love to go to that class.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great class. Wow. Well taught. Yeah.
Did they get into the whole thing about playing things backwards?
They did. They got into that.
Number nine?
Yeah,
number
stuff nine, like that, just recording.
Number nine?
Different techniques. Like Jimi Hendrix did that a lot. I love those recordings of his overdubs. Right. And yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah, interesting. And you get credit for it.
Got credit for it. Got an A. For the final project, I had to brag, I'm sorry. For the final project, you could choose between, I think, like writing your own Beatles song, or you can like do a mashup of Beatles songs, or I don't know, there was something else, but it was, I chose to write a song.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a spin-off continuation of like their, one of their covers.
Right,
so
right.
It was good.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find out who taught that and see if I can get them on the radio here.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of interesting.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we're more than halfway through already,
wow,
which is amazing. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastor, for the whole hour. We're sitting here talking with the Racket Bangers, Robert and Tumor, talking about their life in music, their life in school, and their life, period.
Yeah.
What do you miss about L.A. that you don't get up here?
I miss the beach a lot.
Yeah. Did you live close to the beach?
Not too close, but it's just something that you have to do every once in a while.
Get it out of your system. I think for me, I mean, probably for everybody, family's like the number one thing.
Yeah, of course. Family, well, besides
friends.
Family.
Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Give us a fun answer.
I don't know. I think just the...
He was just trying to impress his mother.
Yeah, I know she's listening. Yeah. probably like the pace and just having it, it draws people in, you know, like big musicians and artists that you like, they're always playing in LA.
Right.
Nobody's really playing in Davis. You have to drive to the Bay to find that or to SAC. And I miss that. Concerts were easy.
Yeah. Concerts were easy. Yeah. I lived for quite a while in Redondo. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's part of LA.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it is LA. And you guys were in what part of LA?
We're both from the San Fernando Valley.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We went to rival high schools, had no idea each other existed.
Yep.
Okay, so how did you get into hockey? In L.A., how did you get into hockey? Let's start with you.
For me, my dad loves hockey. He grew up in the Soviet Union. That's
of course
a huge sport over there, especially in Latvia. So he just watched it growing up a lot. And, my brother and I just both started playing
it.
My dad lived in New York. He was born in New York. And then when
New York Rangers?
Yeah. I think he was an Islanders fan. But early teenager, he moved out to L.A. and he lived in a neighborhood where everybody on his street played hockey. So he came to the West Coast and then was like, now I'm going to try hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I was young, he started me on skates and then playing hockey and then just kind of continued.
Yeah.
I saw the Rangers play once at Madison Square Gardens when I was younger than you, a friend of mine. We borrowed, I think, someone's mother's car, drove from Cincinnati to New York to see the New York Rangers
so
play
cool.
in old Madison Square Gardens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was quite something. It was a lot
different
of fun.
Era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Different era. Absolutely. Back then, or right around then, goalies started wearing masks.
Yep. Thank God.
So you would have had a different look.
I know. Scarface.
Alrighty, we're going to get a little serious now, since we're slowly creeping time wise here. We're going to play a song here that Tumor, I'm going to have you introduce, but before you do it, let's have you talk why you wanted to do this.
Well, there is, as you know, a serious situation going on in Ukraine right now.
Really?
And we just felt it would be right. We recorded this cover of a song by Brainstorm, which is a Latvian band, the one that you played earlier on the show.
Right.
And that song is in Russian, and so we had that ready, and we felt like it would be appropriate for us to use it as a moment to pay tribute and just remind ourselves of what's going on. Because the song's particularly relevant because in the chorus in Russian, the translation would be, and I'm screaming, stop the film, I've seen this movie before.
Right.
And I think it translates really well. I mean, we've seen this Russian aggression before.
Right.
This is Putin's worldview. And he wants to take us back to a time that we wanted to forget a long time ago.
Right.
So, this song just felt appropriate.
And thank you for saying that, and thank you for bringing it up.
Thanks for letting us.
In the background, you're listening to the Ukraine National Anthem. So, before we play that, every Wednesday morning, I and five friends go and have coffee at the airport, University Airport hangar. Two of them are pilots, so we sit under his airplane and share coffee and stories. One of the guys was a UC Davis professor, doctorate in physics, I think, and he's 93. And he came in 2 or 3 weeks ago with a picture of him and his family dressed like what you see the Ukrainians are leaving, mm-hmm. the Ukraine. And it was his family leaving Czechoslovakia because the Russians had invaded it. The same stuff going on. And it just hit home to all of us sitting there like, is this still going on? It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that young people are writing about it, especially artists. And we're going to play. Okay, name the song.
Oh, yeah. So the song is called Vetер. It's Russian for wind, and it's a song by Brainstorm.
Okay. So let's bring it up here and make it happen. Well, here we go. Here we go. Sorry, folks. There we are.
Эй, все, заканчивай съемку, а он смеет.
Okay, that song, Verep? No, Verep.
Vetir.
Vetip.
Yeah, sorry. Just to clarify, that was us doing a cover of that song
right.
by Brainstorm.
Okay.
In our living room.
In your living room. Okay. Speaking of your living room, social media, where can they go to find out about you guys?
We have Instagram, just okay. Racketbangers, RacketBangers.
Right.
YouTube, same name. We have little music videos and
right.
performances. Mm-hmm. Spotify.
Yep.
iTunes, anywhere you stream music, we are available.
Okay.
And Bandcamp. We have some just recordings, home demo recordings
okay.
on there that you can listen to.
Perfect. And before we get you guys playing music again, you're both on a hockey team. I hadn't seen a hockey team in 20-some years, and then you guys came along, and I thought, I didn't even know they had a hockey team,
yeah.
you know. So I went, and I fell in love again with the hockey. Where can people go? Where can they learn about the hockey, UC Davis hockey, so on and so forth?
UCDavisIceHockey.com. We have
yep.
a website. We have an Instagram, UC
yep.
Davis Ice Hockey. We love having fans out at our games, so...
Mm-hmm.
Please, we are always playing Friday, Saturday nights during fall and winter quarters,
yeah.
and it's a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Bring hot chocolate.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
very
it's a cold.
Cold
drink.
Bring
it's
a
very
jacket.
Cold. Yeah, bring a jacket. Okay, now back to music. What are you going to play for us?
So we're going to play a song called "Another Day," which is one of our originals.
Okay.
See the rules to be broken, read the words to be spoken. Another day, a chance to get it right. Flickering lights, woke up interrupted. I dreamt last night, my day was disrupted. But I awake to see that it's still night. I might take a risk with chances running thin. The day's gone by, nightfall, I ask, honey, how you been? The sound of your voice when you see I've got something to say lets me know that we might see another day. So many stars and nights shine on you. A glance to see, we're out past curfew. So glad I got this chance to get it right. I try to sleep, my mind is corrupted. I dreamt last night before the vinyl erupted. But I awake to see that it's now bright. I might take a risk with chances running thin. The day's gone by and nightfall, I ask, honey, how you've been? The sound of your voice when you see I've got something to say lets me know that we might see another day. Chances running thin. The day's gone by and nightfall, I ask, honey, how you've been? The sound of your voice when you see I've got something to say lets me know that we might see another day. lets me know that we might see another day. Lets me know that we might see another day.
Ooh, nice ending there. Ooh, bringing that guitar up close to the microphone. Nicely done. I'm enjoying this. Good hour.
We are too.
Thank you. Yeah,
good
it's a
hour.
Lot of fun.
Good hour. Absolutely a lot of fun. Okay, absolutely a lot of fun. I didn't have my mic on, but anyways. Alrighty, you've got one more song to play, but we do have a little bit of time. I do want to ask you about your adopted country, your roots, Latvia.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right. I am under the understanding from someone I talked to about Latvia that it's just a gorgeous place to visit. The people are wonderful. The food is great. Is this true?
Yeah, I would say so. I've been only once myself.
Really?
I really wish I could go more, but I'm really happy I got the chance to.
How old were you?
It was 2017, so I was 21.
Okay.
I met a lot of relatives I didn't know I had. We visited Riga, which is the capital,
and
has this beautiful old town. It's like this mix architecturally of like Slavic and Germanic and Nordic like architecture, and the culture is this beautiful blend. It's really cool.
Nice. Food?
The food is good. We ate really well. I remember I think we had some good like Georgian food actually over there, which is
okay.
No, actually that was a different place, but anyway, the food was good. It was a long time ago, I don't remember, but I know it was yummy.
Easy to get to? Fly to Germany and then on, or
yeah, it's pretty quick.
Okay.
yeah
and so Robert, LA,
yep,
your roots. Mm-hmm. You have a Germantown in LA. I've been there a couple of times.
What town is that?
Germantown.
Oh,
really? It's near Huntington Beach, not in Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
And it's this little German village with a restaurant, and they have some music once in a while.
I'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm. And a hookah
cool.
shop, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
So you haven't been?
No, never.
Oh. But how about your family roots then? LA?
Yeah, pretty much
East
New York
Coast,
and LA.
And then Europe?
Yeah, we have some European roots, just kind of scattered. Yeah. Me and Timur are actually both 1/16 Ukrainian each, I think.
Oh, really?
Fun fact, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we've got, I've got some Russia, my mom's got some Scottish, Irish in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of all over, nothing we're too tied to.
Yeah, yeah.
But just love.
Ever been back to Europe, I should
say?
No.
I really want to go this summer, I think. That's kind of my goal.
Good for you. Yeah,
it's good to travel.
Alrighty, it's 4:49, so we've got just a little bit of time left. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastor. We're talking with the Racket Bangers from UC Davis, or at least going to UC Davis, not from UC Davis.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Born and raised somewhere else.
Go Aggs.
And they're now going to play one more original for us. A brand new one.
Yeah, this one's called Let's Dance.
You're far away in misery, and I'm sleeping in your bedroom. A couple months from now, we'll reap the pretty August bloom. One side carved by glaciers, and the other a soft shore. A pristine slate of water, unperturbed by human form. And I'll stay awake until there comes a day. Further down, out of town, out of mind, hear me say that I'll do it again until I find a way to save words I can't convey. I saw your face, a five passed it by. Let's dance tonight. I'm dying for your eyes. Arms locked, hands laced. We're swinging side to side. So let's dance tonight. Sing to me, my coastal queen, from atop your golden mountain. Shower me with hater praise, the words you find within. The landlocked sea inside of me, it longs to be an ocean. But the crashing of my waves won't break your statutes, falls in motion. We're going down for the world to see. Spinning out on the ground, in my room, in my dreams, just you and me. Fulfilling fantasies to prestige the make-believe. I saw your face, a fire passed it by. Let's dance tonight. I'm dying for your eyes. Arms locked, hands laced. We're swinging side to side. So let's dance tonight. La 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 la. And I'll stay awake until there comes a day further down out of town. Out of mind, hear me say that I'll do it again until I find a way to save words I can't convey.
Well done. How much time do you guys spend playing music at home, just kicking things around?
Not enough.
Every day?
Yeah, not enough.
Well, it depends. I mean, we play individually, too. I'll play guitar in my room. He'll play in his bedroom with his piano.
Yeah.
But together, I mean, we don't play enough. We moved into a smaller apartment this year, so the walls are less soundproofed, I think. So we feel guiltier playing together when it's really loud, and piano and guitar.
So we try to kick times during the day.
Yeah, but we've been doing some acoustic sessions this year, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been focusing more, I think, on songwriting than jamming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started off jamming and playing a lot.
Yeah,
but now we're kind of focusing on crafting our songs more.
But I mean, you can play on the keyboard and with an electric guitar. You can just play in your earphones, right? So
true.
You don't need to.
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
Your neighbors.
I mean, it's also just a lot harder being in law school and just being busy with everything.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot busier.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Richie Lawrence was on the show here once. He's a keyboardist, and he plays the accordion also.
Wow.
And he lived in a small apartment, and one night, all of a sudden, he just heard this neighbor pounding on the door. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Like, what in the world do these people want? And she said, you know, you're making the noise. He said, forget all of that. He says, you're lucky I heard you. I'm up playing the accordion.
Well, that is a loud instrument for sure.
The loudest instrument is
bagpipes. Mm. I had a bagpiper in here, and it was overwhelming.
Oh,
just
my God.
Overwhelming. Okay, we got about 3 minutes left. I was going to end. Maybe I will still end with, I don't know. I'm going to have you guys decide. I was thinking of ending with Love Me Do by the Beatles, which we didn't play. Or I could pick a song from Brainstorm that we could end with. And, you know, I mean, it's up to you guys.
I think it'd be fun to hear the Brainstorm song.
Okay.
The Beatles are going to outdo us, so.
Yeah. Well, pick a Brainstorm song.
I like Maybe a lot.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe it is. Well, Robert, Timor, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
This was really so much fun.
Before you leave town, whenever that is in the future, I'll have you guys back. We'll see what you've been doing.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. It'll be fun.
We are recording some music right now, so hopefully we can get that out soon.
Yep.
And maybe come back on to promote it in the future.
Perfect. Well, enjoy your summer. Let's see. Your summer starts next month, right?
Yeah, pretty soon.
And if you go to Europe...
Thank you. That'd be fun.
I hope
that happens.
Yeah. What cities would you like to see?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think
Italy
would be beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd love to go there. But also like Switzerland, just the nature, that region would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Peter.
We're going to listen to Maybe from Brainstorm. Here we go.
Spend this fight.